There he is, man of the day, Fat Man Scoop. That's Be Faithful on Hit with Cliffo and Gabby.
Today's the day. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Tickets are on sale. It is so exciting. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David. It's going to be amazing. And it's not Fridays Live without Fat Man Scoop being part of the party. And he joins us right now. How are you, Mr. Scoop?
I'm good. I'm just happy to be here. You know, I came down. Look, listen, we haven't done this in 2 years. So I made the decision to come down here and actually do every radio station, talk to every single person I could to get the word out because it's that important. This is the biggest party in the Southern Hemisphere, period. Okay, and it's the first time in 2 years, and if you miss this, you miss everything.
Well, it is called Australia's Biggest Party, and it is. I've been to a couple. They are absolutely phenomenal. But behind the scenes, like, we've had some huge acts. We've had, you know, Usher, Craig David, we've had Nelly, we've had Janet Jackson. Yep. Who is the biggest partier outside of the festival?
And aside from yourself, of course.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Let me tell you the truth about me.
Yeah.
When I'm doing this, it looks like fun, but it's work for me. So I do the after party, I do the hosting, I do everything. So when I'm finished, I go to bed. But I'm gonna tell you who the person is.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
It's Nelly.
Nelly. Of course it is.
No, listen. The people are sweeping the floor, and the guy's still there. Literally, that's a fact. Like, I know that for sure. I can say that with all certainty. Like, there's been nights that we've been in the club and the guys like sweeping the floor, they like putting glasses away. Nelly's still there, so he's definitely number one.
Did you party this week? Because it was your birthday about a week ago.
Yes. You know, I didn't. I don't. This is. I know this is going to sound really funny. When you do it as much as me, hold on, somebody is calling me. I'm on the radio in Australia. You can't just call me like this. I'll call you back. Leave me alone. I'm doing something important now. This R&B Fridays is on sale now. I can't deal with you now. I'll call you back. So here's the thing. When I'm working, I don't party. And imagine this. You work at like McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful thing. You don't go home and flip more hamburgers.
No,
you're right.
So most of my time when I'm not working, I'm either listening to like sports radio or I'm listening to talk radio or I'm listening to like 50s music, something completely different.
Oh,
I like that.
Me, for me, I don't party. I more reflect. So I had a chance to go. I was in Dubai on my birthday. I actually went and it's something called a car ski. If you go on my Instagram, you can see it. It's right at the top. It's like a car ski.
We've
if you go
seen
to Dubai,
it.
It's
oh
sick.
Oh my God, it
so
is
I
amazing.
Did that. Yeah, I did that. I'm big on massages, and I just took time to reflect. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no way you can do what I do on the level I do it with the intensity over as many weeks as I do it and party.
That's totally understandable. And we totally saw you on the car ski, which is like a jet ski meets a sports car. And we were going to ask about that anyway. What I do want to ask, like after asking about your birthday, the other big milestone coming up is, and just before this chat, we listened to Be Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
That song next year turns 20 years old. So 2 decades of Be Faithful. What does that song mean to you in 2022? And how has that song changed your life?
Okay, so let's start here. That record is actually 29 years old, 28
what?
Years old.
Oh,
no, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The version of you that you got is the when we actually put it on Def Jam Records. It was 45 people on that song that people had to consult with to clear it to get it done. So imagine 45 of us in one room trying to get everybody to agree. Right? They got it done, they put it out, and it went number one 20 years ago. So for me, it's like, that's huge. That record changed my life. But here's the bigger thing about it. I never did that record for me. That record was to put my brother through university.
Oh, wow.
And I put him through university. My only goal was to make $500 a show and do 100 shows and put him through the first year of college. Here we are 28 years later, and that record, I've been living off that record ever since, but that's because of the hand of God. I did something to help someone else, and God blessed me with that. So for me, I'm happy and I'm blessed that I was able to get such a iconic kind of record.
That is beautiful. That is a beautiful story. I had no idea about the reasoning behind that song. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Now, we are going to take a break and come back with something very special.
Fat Man Scoop is going to judge the winner of our R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live Rap Battlers. So we're going to have Dean and Joe going head-to-head. One of them's going to win that $2,000 travel voucher. And, of course, tickets to Fridays Live. We'll do it next.
We are on with Fat Man Scoop right now, who is, of course, presenting and hosting R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live.
Yes.
We have had some R&B battles going on this week where we've had listeners trying to win tickets at a $2,000 travel voucher to get themselves there.
Right.
We've gotten it down to two finalists, Fat Man, and we would love for you to please help us decide the winner because the raps are amazing. Like, I think you're going to be impressed.
Okay, got you. Let's go.
So we got our two finalists here. We're just going to play them back to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you got to pick your fave. That person will win the $2,000 travel voucher and the tickets to R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live. So number one, Fat Man Scoop. This is our day one entry, our day one battler, a guy by the name of Dean. So enjoy, Dean.
Slam the brakes on, they just announced Akon. I'm the real deal, ain't bringing a fake song. It's hardly been my day, rapping I'm poor. R&B Fridays, I want to see Macklemore. It's cracking, y'all, please don't be jaded. I'm walking away with tickets to Craig David.
Okay, all
okay,
right.
That's Dean.
That's the first one.
Any thoughts after listening to Dean?
I like it. He put all the names together. I like that. That works for me.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's have a listen to the second one.
So this is going up against Dean. This is Joe.
Walking into the concert in 2016, I get a drinking in public fine. Ain't that just mean?
Ooh.
Wasn't enough to dull the R&B Fridays Live shine, so I went back every year till 2019. 22 tickets, Pliffo and Gabby, I implore, so I can see Ashanti, TLC, and my main man, Macklemore.
That's
oh my
so
God!
Good!
That was great!
All right, so that's Joe.
Okay. You're asking me who to pick?
Yeah
who deserves these tickets?
One out of those.
Okay,
two.
Now I want to preface this by saying something.
Yep.
I don't really like contests because contests are never a indication of where you go in your life. Like Naughty by Nature is a group that all of us know.
Yeah.
Mm.
They lost a talent show. Where's the guys who beat them? Like, you know, like
yeah,
it's
wow.
never a real indication. But if you're going to ask me which one I think had more R&B Fridays in it and broke it down, it would be the first guy. He actually really, really killed it.
Dean! Dean joins us right now. Dean! Fat Man Scoop says you're the winner.
Wow, thank you.
You put it together. You put it together good, and you had every act in there, and you know your rap was clean. It was crisp. There was a flow to it. I could tell you rap, so I got to give that to you. Here's my question: if the other person could get there, then I'll make sure they get tickets.
Oh, you are
too
kind.
If they could get there, I'll get the tickets for them.
Oh.
You remind me, right? Listen, it's under my tickets anyway. I'm going to get a certain amount of tickets anyway, so it's cool. It's only two tickets. Nobody comes. I'm out here by myself. Nobody comes with me anyway.
We've
so
got our runner-up. Joe, did you hear that offer from Fat Man Scoop?
I did, and I'd actually come up with a little verse that referenced our great host. So.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
All right,
listen, check this out. If you can get there, just get the information to the people. If you can get yourself there, and you can take care of your own accommodations and do your own thing, I'll make sure you get tickets.
You're amazing. Thank you.
That's on you, though. That's on you now.
Joe, you hold there. We'll get some more details. Dean, you've got the double pass and you've got the travel voucher. Congratulations. Sounds like both of you guys going to R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live. Congrats. We got to wrap this up because Fat Man Scoop, like you said, he's talking
busy
to
man.
Every radio station in Australia. Fat Man Scoop, thank you for your time. Enjoy Fridays Live.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love you. And listen, people. This is Australia's biggest party, but in the bigger picture, it's like the Southern Hemisphere's biggest party. Another thing, you want to follow me, you can see everything I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and where I'm doing it at Fat Man Scoop. I love y'all. The Hit Breakfast Show.